create an addendum to put some clarification in place at some common points where those two master lists touched the same thing but didn't seem to be saying the same thing. So there are three documents ultimately that'll be coming to bear, and would encourage the commission to rely on those heavily. Also, I would remind the commission that there is, while we are in a biennial season setting process, setting seasons for 2020 and 2021, we've heard that date referenced multiple times today already. The commission has in the past expressed an interest to review these shoulder seasons annually. And so it would be good from the department standpoint to understand if the adoptions are ultimately, if the adoptions for this agenda item are meant to be biennial adoptions with a review, or if they're meant to be annual adoptions to be revisited in an appropriate sequence relative to regulations production next year, regulation booklet production. So a couple of things to keep in mind. With that in mind, Mr. Chairman, you might, thinking about organizing the conversation, there might be two groups to think about, hunting regions 1, 2, 3, 6, and 7, and then regions 4 and 5. And the first group, the larger group, 1, 2, 3, 6, and 7, I would suggest has less total change. There seems to be less debate on just exactly what should the final adoption be. And so it may well be that that larger, most of those regions might be grabbed in one motion and go through the details to the degree the commission needs or wants, and then pick up those the final two regions, 4 and 5, in a second movement with its own conversation. That being said, I'll be real general here. The changes from the December adoption for 1, 2, 3, 6, and 7, you know, a good share of them in Western Montana are tied to Region 2 pulling back on the districts that are included in that 002 over-the-counter multi-district B license that they've been using. In Region 6, they pulled some of the 630s out of the 620 series. Those are, and certainly there's more than that. And then in 4 and 5, you see some different applications of the 595 that was discussed and adopted in December. And also you see some changes from the December adoption tied to working groups or working groups that are in the works. For example, the Devil's Kitchen, shortly after the December commission meeting, pointed to its collaborative forum and made a recommendation to return to some of the season types that it had been advocating. So those are just a very few couple of the changes that are there. And certainly, of course, all of the changes are here to be discussed. I'll take my stab at answering any questions that I can. And then I would also remind the commission that all of the regions are in attendance in one medium or another. And in fact, you should expect me to defer to them quickly, as in if your question is about a specific detail in a specific hunting district. So with that being said, Mr. Chairman, again, there are changes from the December commission meeting that require comment. If the commission motion recognizes those changes, it opens up the podium today for comment. And again, those two separations, 1, 2, 3, 6, and 7, 4, and 5. And with those suggestions, Mr. Chairman, would follow your guidance as to how to wade into this topic.
Thank you, Mr. Kuzma. I think it's fair to say that the volume of comment kind of breaks along those lines, along with the nature of breadth of change. Do you want to speak to the public comment overall now for all regions, or do you want to take that, in groupings? We touched on a little bit, but with 1, 2, 3, 6, and 7, you know, if you want to visit more about that comment, and then of course the department's analysis of the overall comment. But I defer to you on when you would like to provide that presentation.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'll take that opportunity, and I'll speak perhaps first broadly, because again, I suggest that much of this conversation is about the tool. Again, of course, we're producing the regulation booklet, so at some point in the day, it has to come down to the details as implemented in the specific hunting district. But again, when you look at the comments, a lot of it is about the tool. And when you see the changes, when you look at the changes very clearly, starting on the western side of the state with Region 2, you saw in the public comment a concern about a large-scale application of shoulder season, of harvest opportunity outside of the general season. And they speak to, those comments often spoke to, you know, either pulling back, shortening, moving, not doing the early season, pulling back on the late season, certainly not doing general license, not doing over-the-counter, those sorts of things that speak to more rather than less. And in response or in substitution for those, a lot of the comments would speak to, you saw this, hunting district specific bee licenses, where the public clearly has a sense of comfort with that, that it's targeted. There's a finite number. Everybody knows how many hunters are available to go in that district. People will get comfortable with a harvest rate over time, and that will be easier to manage than a coarser tool like the OO2 and other bee licenses that are offered at a broader scale. At the same time, you saw from the December commission adoptions, you saw an advocacy to return to the full season opportunities, the full calendar opportunities that the shoulder season guidelines allow, August 15th to February 15th. And you see the proposals different from, in those proposals that are different from the December commission, I mean, you do see places where the performance criteria are being met, or where there's a working group in the works, or where there's not 3 years, but 1 year or 2 year of experience under the belt, where those are coming back into those wider windows of opportunities, those kind of unfettered applications of shoulder season. You see those in some of the districts, 447, 445, for example. You see those coming to bear. Region 6, you know, is responding to, again, Region 6 has had a close connection to their elk working group, the Breaks working group, forever, for a long, long time. And you see that conversation continuing to make hay for them, for that community to provide what really I would suggest is some targeted application that just as a matter of course kind of fits from the very beginning with that target approach that many of the comments in Western Montana spoke to. On the other side, again, I'll slip a little bit into regions 4 and 5, Mr. Chairman. And again, these generalizations, I don't mean for these to be all of the summaries. We can talk about more when we get to individual hunting districts. But there you see, in many cases, you see a proposal for harvest opportunity later into the winter than what the December adoption recognized, something past the January 1 date that the December adoption is pointed to, but something the less than the February 15th. So that's in response to those voices out there. Certainly the landowner voice had said likes that long opportunity. Let me be careful there. Not all landowners like the long opportunity, but many of them do. And so you see that extension from that January 1. But also in a recognition of that voice that is saying too much, too wide, too long, too heavy, too wide, too cookie cutter, one size fits all, one size doesn't fit all. You see a movement away from the general license opportunity, and you see in its place drawn B licenses that in many cases, if not most, if not all cases, now that I think about it, if you have that B license, and you're in the field during the shoulder season, during the late shoulder season part of the season, and you have an unused general license, you can use that unused general license for an antlerless elk as well. So the B license, consistent with the commission's discussion in December, represents sort of the pass, the authorization, the permission to go into that shoulder season, and then the general license in the pocket for that person allows the option for more than one elk to be taken. You see that, you see those comments in the comment, and you see those responses to the comments in the proposal before you, Mr. Chairman, as again, they are more in the context of time than the December adoptions, but they are less in the context of time than the 2019 seasons in 4 and 5. Trying to strike a balance, trying to thread the needle, if you will. As again, the public comment, however else you would summarize the public comment, you would have to recognize that there is still very much a debate about not so much whether or not shoulder season should be a tool, but just exactly how it should be applied.
Thank you. Before we break down into how, so correct me if I'm not accurate on this, but you know, the grouping that the commission, I got this one, Joe, but you can't hear me. Okay, we're gonna have to try and do this.
Is this screwing everything up?